T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. A suspected gang member is in custody in the Bronx, accused of shooting an NYPD lieutenant during a struggle. The lieutenant was part of an anti-gun violence unit on patrol in the Foxhurst section. The officer spotted the suspect and, suspecting he was armed, tried to talk to him. According to Commissioner Dermot Shea, he says the guy took off and they tried to stop him. There was a struggle and he was indeed armed.
During this struggle, we believe the individual fires one round, which strikes our lieutenant one time in the ankle. It is a through and through wound, which then strikes a nearby parked car. The firearm was eventually recovered. This struggle took approximately 5 to 8 minutes.
The commissioner says all of this was caught on body camera video, which he plans to release. He says he's proud of what he saw on that video because the officers did everything right and showed restraint during the encounter, telling the man repeatedly to drop the weapon. The suspect has not been identified yet. Charges are pending. The lieutenant is expected to recover. Police are looking for a person responsible for a shooting in Williamsburg, Brooklyn last night. This happened on South 3rd Street in Roebling. At around 9:30, the 26-year-old victim was shot in the arm and is at Bellevue Hospital in stable condition. It's not clear what sparked the gunfire, but the victim may have been an innocent bystander. An investigation is underway after a fire tore through an apartment building in the Bronx this morning. Firefighters were called to the fire at a 6-story building on Creston Avenue in Mount Hope at around 8:30. 8 people had injuries, including 4 firefighters. All were taken to hospitals. None of the injuries are life-threatening. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And we now know the identity of a woman killed yesterday in a fire on Long Island. Officials say Suzanne Minervini's body was found after fire tore through her home on Udall Road in West Islip. So far, investigators say the cause is not suspicious. And the man accused in the vicious killing of his ex-girlfriend last week on Long Island was in court this morning.
Wayne Chambers pleaded not guilty to murdering his longtime girlfriend, Sandra McIntosh. The judge remanded him to jail, saying he was a flight risk. In 1997, he had been arrested for felony murder during a robbery and was sentenced to 8 to 16 years in prison. Now he's accused of stabbing McIntosh after picking her up from Stony Brook Hospital, where she worked as a registered nurse. After his arraignment, the victim's mother, Jean Edwards, sounded disgusted.
And I wish if he could go to hell and not be seen again in life. Sandra, you're going to always be missed. She was my third child out of 5. And it's so sad for you to take her life like.
The prosecutor said the victim's body had been drenched in blood when she was found dead in Holtsville. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
An NYPD officer is facing charges after allegedly punching a guy in the face after a dispute in Queens while he was off duty. 47-year-old Robert Benigan was arrested at around 10:30 yesterday evening in Ozone Park. Details are still sketchy, but there was a fight about damage to a parked car. It was either Benigan's car that was hit or he hit someone's parked car. Either way, things got physical and now an investigation is underway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.